Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shir.
We are beginning tonight's shir in Siman Shin Zayin. We are up to Siv Chaf. We are on page Kuf Dalet, the page following 206. The Mechaber says in Siv Chaf, Yisrael sha'amar le'enu Yehudi lasos lo malacha b'Shabbos. A Yisrael who said to a goy to do malacha for him on Shabbos, mutter lo lehanos bo la'erev b'chdei she'yasu. So the Jew is allowed to benefit from the malacha that the goy did for him on Shabbos as long as he waits till after Shabbos, the time it takes to do that malacha. So says the Mishnah Berurah, if katan ayin beis, you have to wait b'chdei she'yasu v'lo kodem and not any earlier k'dei shelo yavo lomar le'eno Yehudi lasos malacha b'Shabbos. The reason why you can't benefit from malacha that a goy does for you on Shabbos is so you shouldn't come to tell a goy to do malacha for you on Shabbos. Now, if you look at note number 76, he points out there's really two reasons why you can't get benefit from malacha done for you on Shabbos. One is like the Mishnah Berurah says, so you won't come to tell a goy lachatchila to do malacha for you on Shabbos. He says this is the reason brought down by Tosfos. However, earlier and later, the Mishnah Berurah says the reason brought down by Rashi, a different reason that you can't benefit from malacha that the guy does for you on Shabbos is just that you shouldn't be nene from malacha that was done on Shabbos, not because of what you're going to do, just that you can't benefit from malacha on Shabbos. Later on, the Mishnah Berurah brings both reasons, the reason of Tosfos and the reason of Rashi. Continues the Mishnah Berurah. However, if this malacha that the goy did for the Jew was a public malacha, sheyadu bo rabim shenasa b'shvil Yisrael, everyone knows that the goy did this malacha for this Yisrael, so asur la'ulam, then to benefit from the malacha is forbidden forever, afilu asa ha'inu Yehudi me'atzmo b'shvilo, even if the goy did it on his own without the Jew asking him, but if it's public knowledge that the goy did it for the Jew, it's asur forever. Ukid lakama b'simin shin chavei sif yudalad, v'ayin shoma shekosavnu da'as ataz b'shem haram b'inyan zeh. However, look over there what the Taz says, b'shem the Ran. So if you look at note 77, he brings down that which the Mishnah Berurah brings, b'shem the Taz, b'shem the Ran, that it's mashma shemutter lehonos mimaleches nochri la'achar sheyavur shir b'chdei sheyasu, afilu im nesasa malacha b'farhesya b'shul Yisrael. So says the Taz, b'shem the Ran, that even if it was done publicly for the Yisrael, you're still allowed to benefit after Shabbos b'chdei sheyasu, it's not going to be asur forever. There's only one exception, and that's what some achronim extend that exception to all cases, but the Taz understands from the Ran, there's only that one exception. What is that one exception? Milvad asiyas oru nukfura v'chadome. If, for example, a guy dug a grave or made a coffin for Yisrael, sheginai huli Yisrael sheyakover b'kever shechilu es ha-shabes b'asiyaso. It's a disgrace for Yisrael to be buried permanently in a grave that was dug on Shabbos, so there it should be asur forever. But that doesn't mean, says the Ran, that you can extend it to all other areas. It's only that particular case, which is a gnai, but says the Taz b'shem the Ran, other cases, even if it was done publicly, it still will be mutter to benefit from the malacha, achar b'thei she'asu. The alkeinu chriya she'en lahachmir badover b'eis atzorech, and therefore the Mishnah Berurah ends off, since it's a machlokas, in a time of need, one would not need to be machmir. He can rely on this Taz b'shem the Ran to benefit, even if the malacha was done publicly by a guy for a Jew, to benefit achar k'dei she'asu after Shabbos. Says the Mechaber Vayder Sifchav Aleph. Aser lomar le'enu Yehudi b'Shabbos. A Jew cannot say to a guy on Shabbos, Heilach basar zeh, take this piece of meat, ubashel oso letzarkacha, and go ahead and cook it for yourself. Vafilu ein mezonoso alav, even if you're not responsible to support this guy. So Sam, you're not allowed to go over to a guy, give him some of your meat, and tell him to cook the meat for him for his own purposes. Even if you have no control over that guy, you're not responsible for supporting him, that's usr. The Ramah says, Ava mutter lomer lo lasos malach latzmo. So you can't give him the meat and tell him, cook this meat, and then you eat it, but you can't tell him to cook his own meat and to eat it, that would be mutter. Explains the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Gimel. Asur lomar le'eno Yehudi. It is asur to tell a goy, here's meat, cook it for yourself. Dekevan she'oso davar she'omer le'eno Yehudi lasas b'shel atzmo. Since that thing that you're asking the guy to do for himself, who ain't no yachol bi'atzmo lasos, you can't do it. You're asking him to cook this meat for himself, you can't cook that meat for him. So who bichlal amira le'ein yehudi shvus v'aser, that's included in the isra of imir l'akum, and it is aser. Even though you, the Yisrael, are getting nothing out of it, he's cooking the meat for himself, but by you giving him the meat, telling him to cook it for himself, that is already going to be usur. The afal piken, and still, mutter lomer lasos malacha l'atzmo, you can't tell him to do malacha for himself. Like the case of the Ramah, kigon sheyomar lo, like you say to him, kach basar shelcha, take your own meat, ubashel osa latarkecha, cook your own meat for your own needs, that's mutter. V'chi agavno, or anything similar, tekevon shelohaya hadover me'olam shel Yisrael klal, since you never had any connection to that meat, it never belonged to the Yisrael, v'ho'enu Yehudi osa gam kirak b'shel atzmo, the meat never belonged to you, the guy is purely cooking the meat for his own purposes, lo gazru olav iser d'amir l'enu Yehudi, in that case, they never made an iser amir l'akum. So for me to give the guy the meat and tell him to cook the meat for himself, that's aser, because I can't do it, and I'm asking him to do it, even though it's for himself and I won't benefit, that's included in the gzeira. But to tell the guy to cook his own meat for his own purposes, that's mutter. Sefkotan ayin dalet. So the Mechaber said, this is usher on Shabbos. Ayin bel yirabba shochiach metosas la rosh, the yirabba proves from tosas on the rosh, the af bi erev Shabbos usher litin leino Yehudi. Even on erev Shabbos, it's usher to give the meat to the guy. V'lomar lo shiyavashel b'shabbos la'atzmo. So they extend this din of the Mechaber. The Mechaber says you can't give him the meat on Shabbos and tell him to cook it for himself. Tosas on the rosh seem to say that you can't even give it to him before Shabbos and tell him to cook it on Shabbos. That will be included in this iser. Continues the Mechaber Sif Chof Beis. Very important Sif. Kol Shvus the Rabbonon. Any Issa the Rabbonon, a Shvus, Mutter Bein HaShmoshos L'Tzarech Mitzvah. You're allowed to do a Shvus the Rabbonon during Bein HaShmoshos, between Shkia and Seis, during twilight, if it is the purposes of a mitzvah. Kigon, for example, Lomar L'Eino Yehudi L'Hadek Lo Ner Bein HaShmoshos. If you need a candlelit Bein HaShmoshos, you're allowed to ask a guy. Amir l'akum is a derabanan, so to shvus, you're allowed to ask a guy to light the candle for you during Bein HaShmoshos, if that is for a dvar mitzvah. O im hoya torud v'hutzruch l'aser Bein HaShmoshos. Or if you got too busy, you didn't get a chance to take off meiser. Meiser is an issa derabanan, so you would be able to take off meiser during Bein HaShmoshos. So the Mechaber says two examples. To tell a goy l'hadik lo ner ben ha-shmoshos, o im hoya torud of hutzruch l'aser ben ha-shmoshos, you could take off the ma'aser ben ha-shmoshos. Says the Ramah, kol dover sha'osar lomar le'enu Yehudi la'asosu b'Shabbos, anything that you're not allowed to tell a goy to do for you on Shabbos, osar lirmos lo la'asosu. It is also osar to hint to the goy to do it. So hinting to the guy on Shabbos to do malacha for you is usur. Ava mutter lirmos lo lasos malacha achar Shabbos. But you can be merameis to him on Shabbos to do malacha after Shabbos. Then the Ramah says, Einam Yehudim ha-mevi'en tfuah b'Shabbos li'Yisrael shechayovim lehem. So a guy owes a Jew tfuah, and he's coming to bring the tfuah on Shabbos that he owes the Yisrael. V'ha-Yisrael nosein lo maftecho. And the Jew gives the guy his key, lo'otzaro, to his storage house. V'ha-eino Yehudi nosno l'sham. And the guy goes and brings the tfuah into the Jew's storage house on Shabbos. U'modim, and they measure it, and they count it. Yesh misha matir. There are those who say it's mutter, mishum de'enu Yehudi b'malachas atzma osik. Because the ma'aser right now, the wheat is the guy's. He's coming to pay it back. Right now it's the guy's. He's measuring, he's schlepping, he's doing all these things for his own purposes, and it's mutter. Ve'enu shal Yisrael at achar ha'medida v'sheyachshov imo acharkach. It only belongs to the Yisrael after it's measured and they make the calculations, but till that time it belongs to the guy, and therefore the Jew could tell the guy to put it over there, give him the key, and that's fine. V'chein einam Yehudim ha'osim gvinos b'Shabbos. And similarly, a guy who is making cheese on Shabbos, v'ha Yisrael roa, and the Jew is overseeing the cheese-making process, v'yikne osam imenu, and the Jew is going to buy that cheese from the guy, It's fine. To mikomakom ha'eino Yehudi adaita d'nashe kavod. Right now it's the guy's shiz. And therefore when he's doing this malach on Shabbos, he's doing it for himself. The afal pisha Yisrael omeid ba'eder chodesh ha'chachayim. Even if the Jew is standing over there by the flock for a month or two, it's still mutter. Va'adaita l'mochom Yisrael kavod. And the guy is doing it in order to sell to Yisrael. But l'maisa, right now the guy is doing his own cheese making shari. That is permissible. So even if the guy is doing it for the Jew, but it belongs to the guy, he's doing it on his own, even if he has in mind to sell it to the Jew, that's mutter. And we'll see details of that in the Mishnah Berurah now. Sivkotan ayin hei. So the Mechaber told us, a shvus the Rabbanan is mutter ben hashmoshos tzarech mitzvah. For example, telling a guy to light a ner ben hashmoshos. Or if you would tarud v'hutzruch l'asr ben hashmoshos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Ayin lekama mesimin shin men beis v'mishnah Berurah. Sivkotan ayin vav, osur lirmos. The Rambam said, not only can you not tell a guy to do mulach of you on Shabbos, you cannot be merames to a guy to do mulach of you on Shabbos. Digam zehu bechlal amir l'ena Yehudi. That's also included in the Issud Rabban of Amir l'Akum. Kevon sha'yedei remizoso osa b'Shabbos. Since through your hint the guy is doing it on Shabbos, it's like you told the guy it is not allowed. You also can't tell certain thing to a guy. You can't tell him a random thing that through that he chaps that he should do a malacha. The Alkana therefore gives an example. You can't tell a guy, wipe your nose. You're really hinting to him to take off the little coal that formed on the top of the candle. You tell him, wipe your nose. That's really a hint to wipe off that coal on the top of the nair. That's not allowed. So even though it's not a straight up hint, it's a little bit roundabout. But if the guy is going to chop what you're getting at, you can't say, wipe your nose, and he'll know to clean off the top of the wick. Ah, however, kisha omer haraniza le'enu Yehudi shalo b'loshan sivui. Very important point. But if you are saying the hint to the guy, not as a remez in the form of a tzivui. Kigon Shomer, for example, you're saying to him, Haner Eino Meir Yafa, this candle is not giving off good light. That's a remez, not Beder Tzivui. Oh, Eini Yochel Likros Lor Haner Azesh Yesh Lo Pecham. Or you're saying, I Pasha can't read by this candle because of the coal that's on top. It's not any kind of tzivui, but you are being merames that you'd like him to fix it, but not blush and tzivui. Vishomeya ha'enu Yehudi u'masakno, and the guy hears you, and he fixes the candle for you. Shari, that is mutter. De'ein ze bichlal amira. That's not included in amira. So very important point that Mishnah Berurah is saying, just like telling a guy to do mulach of you on Shabbos is aser, a remez to the guy to do mulach of you on Shabbos is also aser, but only a remez b'derel tzivui, in the way of a command. But if it's a remez shalom b'derel tzivui, oh yeah, I wish I can see with this candle a little better, and he chaps the remez shalom b'derel tzivui, and he does it, that's mutter. We said that there are two problems amir l'akum. One is the actual amir, which we just took care of. Problem number two, he said, you're not allowed to benefit from malacha that a guy did for you, even if you didn't tell him to do it. So, shkayot that it's mutter mitzad amir l'akum, but how are you allowed to benefit from that candle now? So says the Mishnah Berurah, ve'ein le'asor mitam shenena mimalacha she'asa ha'eno Yehudi b'shilo. We're also not going to asur the hana from this candle because of malacha that a guy did for you. De'ein ze hana kol kach. Because you're not getting so much hana from what the guy did. You could have read with difficulty anyway, if the guy didn't do anything. So the guy is just making it a little better, and therefore in that case, like the Mishnah Berurah, you can benefit. So in this case, in terms of the tzivui, it was a remez shaloba der tzivui, mitzad amir al-akum, it's mutter, and mitzad the benefit, we're discussing a case where it's mutter, because you're not really getting so much benefit. You could have seen anyway. Just now you can see a little better. In that case, you are allowed to benefit from the malacha that the guy did for you, that you were merames shaloba der tzivui. But an example of a case where it would be usher is brought down in note number 82 from the Moshe Feinstein. Avalirmos lenochri lahafilas amazgami mosakayis, it's a summer day, and you're hot, you want to hint to the guy to turn on the air conditioner. So Rav Moshe writes that it's usher. Afilu kisharome shalobeder tzivui. Even if you're doing like we're saying over here, a remez is not in the form of a tzivui, the ein lomar, don't say, shafolos hamazgan eino chashuva hano. that the working of the air conditioner is not considered hano, kevan shenitan lehishar bebayas gam beli lahafil mazgan. I could have stayed in the house without the air conditioning. So maybe that's not really considered a benefit. You can't say that. It's not like Zakar Moshe, the case of removing the little coal from the top of the wick. It's not the same thing over here to say that I could have benefited from the house without the air conditioner on. Because through the benefit that you're getting from the working of the air conditioner, now you're not burdened by the heat. If there would be no air conditioning on, you would get no benefit at all. And now that it's on, you're getting benefit. So you went from zero to everything. So that's why it's going to be us instead of Moshe. Which is not the case when there's a coal at the edge of the wick. You got the benefit from the candle itself. But over here, you got no benefit from the air conditioner before it was turned on, and therefore benefiting from the air conditioning that the guy turns on, says Moshe, is not going to be permissible in a standard case. Continues the Mishnah Berurah of Katan Ayin Zayin. So we said in the case where the guy is bringing tefillah to the Jew gives him the key to his storage house, the guy is bringing it there and measuring it and counting it, that's mutter, the guy is doing it for himself. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Aval im ha-tefillah shel Yisrael. But if the guy is schlepping the tefillah of the Yisrael, which is uvda d'chol, it's a tircha on Shabbos, osir lomar le'enu Yehudi lefanoso, then you can't tell the guy to clear it out and to move it around. V'hu adin b'chol davar ha-mukta, and so too by anything that's mukta that you want a guy to move for you, is osir. Tahavar le'shvus d'shvus, telling a guy is the Rabbanon, moving mukta is the Rabbanon, it's a shvus d'shvus, ve'ein mutter ki'im l'tzarech mitzvah p'sas choli, like we said before in Sivhei. A shvus to shvus is mutter b'makom mitzvah, b'makom choli, b'makom tzar gadol, but not a regular case. In a regular case, you cannot tell a guy to move your muksa items on Shabbos. That is the opinion of the Magen Avraham. The Taz l'kama misimin shinches, sivkotan zayin cholak alze. The Taz argues and says that since there's a way that you can move muksa on your own, as we'll see in Mitzvah Shem, starting tomorrow night in Hilchos Muksa, sometimes there are cases where you can move muksa, begufo, and other ways that you can move muksa. Since there's a way that you can do it, you can also ask a guy to do it. So the Taz argues with the Magen Avraham. V'da'as al yiraba ka Magen Avraham l'chumra. V'ayim repri megonim ha'ashe kosav odozeh u'mashe kosadnu b'simen reish ayin tes sivdalad b'agodam v'shabura. Sivkoton ayin ches. We said it doesn't belong to the Jew until achar ha'medida v'sheyachshov. Until he measures and calculates. What Salomar means to say. Kodem ha'medida v'acheshben einam shalo. Before the measuring and the calculation, it does not belong to the Israel. Period. Eino Yehudi Shehevi Chafotzov B'Shabbos L'Beis Yisrael. A guy who brings his items on Shabbos to a house of Yisrael. Afilu Heim Asurim B'Tiltol. Even if these items are Muktzah, they can't be moved on Shabbos. Veheviyam B'Shril Yisrael. And the guy brought his own items that belong to the guy for the Yisrael. Kevan Shehem B'Yad Eino Yehudi. Since they are as yet in the hands of the guy. Rashai Lomar Lo Lefanoso Le'ezam Mokom Sheyirtza. You can tell the guy to put it wherever you would like, because he's doing it for himself, it belongs to him, that's mutter. Sivkotun ayin tes, v'roa v'yikne, you're overseeing the cheese-making process, and you're going to buy it. Ratzalomer, the afal pisha Yisrael, omi v'eis asiyas ha'gvinos, v'eis chalivas ha'chalav. You want to make a chalav Yisrael, you're overseeing the milking and the cheese-making process. Kidei sheyuchal achakach liknosa mimenu. In order that you would be halachically allowed to buy the cheese from him afterwards. So clearly he's doing it for you. Afil hachishari. Still it's mutter. The be'ez ha'asiyo ha'eno Yehudi adati tadashi kovid. Because right now everything belongs to the guy. He's doing it for himself. He wants to make money. He's not considered doing it for the Israel. Mutter. Sitkotan pei ve'adati l'machrim. Again, he's doing it to sell. Ve'afilu im ha'eno Yehudi eino osa agvinos kiv b'shabbos. Even if this guy's work, his round, is only on Shabbos. So he's only working on Shabbos. Im ha'Yisrael mekablam b'chovo. If the Jew is accepting this cheese for a debt that is owed him by the guy, the ishim lo yakablim yafsid chovo, and if the Jew does not take this payment from the guy in the form of cheese, he's going to lose out on the money that's owed to him. Shari, it's still mutter for the Jew to take this from the guy. The be'ez ha'asiyah adayin him shalom. Because the same idea, at the time of the Asiyah, when he's making the cheese, when he's doing all his malacha, it still belongs to the guy. So even though the Jew is anticipating to get it for his debt that is owed to him, and otherwise he's going to lose out, l'maisa, the guy is doing malacha for himself, it's his own item, and therefore that would be 100% permissible. That concludes Siman Shin Zayin, and Mitzvah Shem. Tomorrow night we're going to begin Siman Shin Ches, which is the beginning of Hilchos Muktzah.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Iyun shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS, that's 203-312-7427, or email info@shasilluminated.org.